This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
He just got in late last night from Houston, where he attended the 20,000 registered Delta convention. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Silver J, brother, tired, man. Red and white everywhere. So I had a great time there with the Deltas there in Houston. And so shout out to all of them. Now they love listening to the show. And also, Tom, today in Houston, the Houston Police Department headquarters will be named after Edward A. Thomas, a black man who served on the force for 65 years. He is still alive, 95 years old. So shout out to retired officer Edward A. Thomas. So the HPD headquarters named after a brother for the ceremony today. So just want to give him that shout out.
Yeah.
Tom, it's been a crazy last couple of weeks. Ever since the deposition of Bill Cosby from 2005 leaked, more and more folks have just run away from him. Of course, the documentary on stuntmen, they pulled him out of that. Now over the weekend, we got the news of Spellman ending their professorship with his name on it. Joining us this morning is Monique Presley, who is a member of the Bill Cosby legal team. Monique, welcome to the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Good morning, everyone.
So much has changed. First off, in that deposition, a lot of people, after that came out, said Bill Cosby confessed, admitted to drugging and raping women. And you have been on various national media outlets saying that was not the case.
Exactly. That was not a part of his testimony in the deposition. That instead was part of the headlines that media used to report on excerpts from the deposition that just did not at all coincide with what he actually said.
Well, what did he say?
Well, in the deposition, he was asked questions about having in his possession the then legal substance, which was Quaaludes, which, as some of you who are listening now may know, was a very popular party drug during the 70s, about 40 plus years ago. And it was something that was not an illegal substance, but something that he testified he got through a prescription from a doctor that he knew at the time. And his testimony was that he had it available and that he offered it to one woman in particular who consensually took the substance, which is very different than the accusations that are out there that he was slipping it into women's drinks without their knowledge and without their consent, and then that it was a quote-unquote powerful sedative that rendered them semi-unconscious. That was not his testimony, and that's not what was actually said in the deposition. But from what he did say, the headlines we got were Bill Cosby admits to drugging women, that same drugs, et cetera.
This has been obviously driven by more than 30 women who have said that Bill Cosby drugged and raped them. New York Magazine, they have this huge story with all of the women assembled there as well. His detractors say point blank, he can't have this many women accuse him of drugging and raping him and it not be true.
Well, and that's something also that isn't true. I think that one of the things that is a popular ploy for some of the plaintiff's attorneys is to say that 30 women are accusing Bill Cosby of rape and they aren't. The vast majority of them have accusations that are something like using a drugging substance or not touching them appropriately or attempting sexual assault. There's a smaller subset in there that most of those accusations date many decades ago or accusing him of actual physical assault. So what happens is that people look at it and think by the sheer volume or number of people that are saying it, that certainly it has to be true. And one of the things that I've pointed out repeatedly is that many times people see an opening, a way that they can use a story that now has no way of being proven true or false. People are saying that things happened 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Any potential witness or any person that could be brought forward to prove it true or false is long gone or dead. They're not even using exact dates. Things are being said like this happened sometime in 1974 on some tour. So what would normally happen here is that it would be brought timely, and then in a court of law, you would have an opportunity to defend against the accusation, and the person bringing the accusation would actually have to prove it. But when it's beyond the statute of limitations, and when media has an appetite for it, any person can wake up this morning and then choose to say that something happened and have a picture that they took with Bill Cosby in a comedy show or on a tour and use that as proof. Here, I was with him on that date. And in some of these cases, in most of them, the only proof that they're offering is proof that they were actually in his company.
You know, Monique Presley, I never heard of you before this, except being on Roland's show. But just listening to you just now, I think Bill Cosby has chosen a very good attorney, because you broke that down. How did he get in touch with you? How did he know about you?
Well, now we're going to have to give you credit for that, Mr. Joyner.
What?
Even though you were not actually on the radio that day, someone who is a loyal supporter of Mr. Cosby called and said that there's an attorney who's been speaking regarding your cases and is saying things that make a lot of sense. And then, as they say, the rest is history. So thank you, Roland Martin, and thank you, Tom, during the morning show.
Wow.
So where do you go from here, Monique Presley, in terms of the, because I understand last, was it a couple of weeks ago, where an injunction was filed against the young woman in from Temple, Andrea Constant. So where do you go from here regarding that case and the others?
Well, that case is still under a confidentiality agreement, so I can't talk about what next steps would be, except for to point people to the things that we're filing. We've moved for injunctive relief, one, because one of the things that her attorneys were asking the court to do was unseal Mr. Cosby's over 1,000-page deposition. And as we all know now, through other means, the deposition is in the open. It's out there for a number of outlets to peer through and to put out excerpts as they choose to do so. So we've asked the court to kind of cancel out that motion, and then we're going to a magistrate judge for other relief, because we do believe that the confidentiality agreement has been violated. But I can't discuss the relief that we're hoping for, because we're still bound and have to honor the agreement that we made.
Wow.
Attorney Monique Presley for Bill Cosby. We appreciate you jumping on Tom Joyner Morning Show. So thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. 30 days? Gloria Allred says she wants you all to do a deposition, Monique?
Yeah. That's what she says. We'll see what happens, Tom.
So you don't sound like it's going to be within 30 days.
That's what she says. We'll see what happens, Tom. Gloria Allred wants a deposition in 30 days.
Doesn't sound like Mr. Cosby's going to be the one being grilled like a hamburger.
Gloria Allred versus Monique Preston. That'll be
interesting. Yeah, man.